Yo, yo, welcome to my podcast, My Two Cents on Life. I'm your host, Coach James. Through my podcast, I will preach and teach you how to live a happy and healthy, authentic lifestyle through various topics combined with my own life experiences. Yo, y'all, thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Let's get started. Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Thank you for listening to my podcast, My Two Cents on Life. I'll tell you, today I'm releasing my 7th episode of My Two Cents on Life. And through all the trials, the tribulations, this didn't work, that worked, this malfunctioned, this didn't malfunction, it's been a journey, right? And it's been a journey that I can appreciate because with all these things happening, it helped me continue to grow with the podcast. And like I said, today I'm releasing my 7th episode. And if you're listening, you know that, right? So my point is that there's been some things that went right and there's been some things that went wrong. But overall, everything has been great still because this is my 7th episode, right? And I still haven't thrown a towel and given up and saying this is too much for me. So I'm super proud about that, super excited and happy. And I want to give a shout out to my listeners. Thanks to those who continue to listen to my podcast weekly. And I want to welcome the new listeners because some of my new listeners continue to join weekly as well. So welcome to My Two Cents on Life podcast. All right. And so I want to start off with a story as I usually do. Y'all know how I do it. So I used to go to the gym 7 days a week. I had a workout buddy. And me and my workout buddy worked out pretty much every single day. We were both there together at the same time. And we pretty much did the same workout. Right? That's what a workout buddy does. And so in the process of that, we worked out for, I'll say, probably for about a year and a half. And we got to a point to where not only did we work out in the gym, we started hanging out outside of the gym. And so we built a mutual friendship inside the gym, and we carried that on to outside of the gym. And also, our wives, we started to intertwine them in our little get-togethers. And so after we would work out, we would go eat or go watch the UFC fight. And our wives would come. So our wives knew each other. So me and this cat built a really cool workout relationship, right? And a couple years went by and I told him I had to change my schedule. I think my schedule of work changed. So I can no longer work out. And so we quit working out. During that time, my wife comes to me and is like, hey, I want to try something different. I want to try Herbalife, right? And so we joined Herbalife. We start taking a product. We start working out with the Fit family, which is what I call them. And so when we start working out with them, I lost touch with hanging out with my buddy, working out with him, because now I'm doing something totally different, right? And so, and me and my wife had a really, really, really good results from Herbalife. I lost 40 pounds and I cut my body fat percentage in half and I packed on tons of muscle. And so did my wife. She lost weight. She started feeling better about herself, more energy, just everything. And she also added some muscle mass as well. And so we're loving the product. We're loving the people. We're loving the atmosphere. It was a great thing for us. And so I decided to go back to the gym we're working out at and just talk to people there, see what's going on. I figured that once they see my results, they definitely going to want to jump on the bandwagon and do Herbalife with me, right? And so when I went there, I seen a couple guys I used to know and saying what's up to them. And then my workout buddy I used to work out with was in the corner by himself doing deadlifts. And I went up to him and I was like, hey, man, how's it going? He's like, oh, it's going great. And you know, I'm still working out. And I was like, yeah, me too. I'm doing Herbalife, yada, yada, yada. He looks at me and say, well, you look so scrawny now. And I said, what? Okay. I took that as if, okay, maybe that's his own way of giving me a compliment, right? And so I said, no, I didn't hear what you said. He said, well, you like the wind's going to blow you away or whatever. Something to that effect. And I'm like, okay. Now he's really throwing shade. It's real. He's throwing shade at me. And I kind of like laughed it off and walked away or whatever. And so I caught up with him a little bit later. And I was like, hey, bro, you said some things to me back there when I first saw you that kind of made me sound like you would like had a tiff with me or you have something to say. And he was like, well, I just feel like that as a workout buddy, you left me and I had to work out by myself. And I'm like, okay, yeah, man, I can see how you can feel that way. I definitely understand that. And I said, but the comment you made kind of made me feel some type of way. And he was like, well, yeah, I get it, but it wasn't meant that way. And I'm like, okay. So y'all, I'm here to tell you that if you're on your fitness journey and somebody say something to you, it's okay if you look at them and say, I'm on my fitness journey. Don't sabotage me, right? Because a lot of times we're on our fitness journey, people say things to us to make us think that they're sabotaging you, or they don't like you, or they're against you, or they're just jealous of your results. That don't have to be the case, but it could be the case, right? And so the things we're going to talk about today is things that said when you're on your fitness journey, it sounds like shade. It sounds like sabotage. And please don't sabotage me, all right? And so we're going to look at a few different examples about what those are, right? Number one, you look too skinny. Yeah, I heard that a lot too, going through my fitness journey. I feel like people sometimes associate with your weight loss, with you looking skinny. But to a person that's working out, you're like, no, I don't look skinny. Where'd you get that from? I look perfectly fine. Because we vision ourselves different from the way somebody else sees us. So sometimes saying you look too skinny don't mean that they say you skinny. It could just mean them saying, hey, you lost weight. But sometimes on the flip side, they throwing shade. All right. And how do we combat that? How do we overcome that? I would always just say that, yeah, I may look skinny to you, but I feel really good right now with my finished results. I feel like I look great. That's just letting that person know, hey, I know you said I look skinny, but I'm happy with my results, right? The big one I used to get a lot of times too from guys is like, oh, you wearing this medium shirt. My wife used to even tell me that, y'all. And I kind of think that is a little bit of throwing shade my way or just trying to say that my shirt's too small for my arms, and that's just not the case, y'all. But anyways, yeah, I used to hear that a lot. You know, you got on this medium shirt, and I kind of laughed it off and just keep on tracking through, right? So, and that happens. People say stuff like that. Number two, you barely eat. Yeah. People think that because we're losing weight, because we have a different eating regimen, that we don't eat like we used to, right? And you would associate, a lot of people would with that, associate that if you're losing weight, then you're not eating. Because that's what most people think. They think that in order for you to lose weight, you can't eat and you shouldn't be eating. And that's just simply not the case, right? And so when people say you barely eat, your response could be or should be, yes, I do eat. I just have an eating different schedule. I have a different eating schedule than I used to have. Because remember, these people have seen you before. They know how you used to eat and they know how you eat now. So they may think that you're not eating because they don't see you eating as much as you used to, all right? Number three, you act different. Ooh, this is a big one. You know, I heard this a lot, and my clients that I have would tell me the same thing. They would hear it a lot. You know, people would tell them they look different. I mean, they act different. And, you know, when you're in a fitness journey, you should act different. You should be different. You should think different. Because the old you used to think different about yourself, and that's what had you eating unhealthy or living, having extra bad habits that you didn't need to have, right? And so with you losing weight, feeling better about yourself, looking better in the mirror, yeah, you're going to act different because you're excited about your goals. You're excited about your results, right? And so we shouldn't take that as if they're saying you're being different. We should take that as if you are different, because that's really what it comes down to. I know with me, when I started changing my mindset with working out, I started responding to things different. I started being a little bit different in how I was, but in a positive difference, right? There were certain things I would never wrap my mind around and just get caught up with anymore, right? There are certain things I just wouldn't do no more because I knew that wasn't a healthy path for me. So yeah, you are going to be different. Yes, you can act different, right? And so when people say you act different, you can politely say, no, I'm not acting different. This is just a new me. Congratulations. Not all that, but I'm just saying. Number four, all you eat is salad. Yeah, it may appear to some people that all we eat is salad when we're losing weight. Because again, this is kind of like the you barely eat thing. All you eat is salad. They associate your weight loss with the only way you can lose weight is that you're eating salad. And that's just not the case, right? And it's okay to respond and say, no, I eat more than just salad. I eat chicken and veggies and I eat chicken and rice. I just have different healthier choices throughout today. And no, I do not always eat salad, but if I choose to eat a salad, that's my choice, right? And, you know, when we start eating different veggies for our body and intaking healthy food, it gives us more energy, right? And so you eating food is giving you more energy, making you feel better about yourself. There's nothing wrong with you just eating veggies or eating salad, right? And so people just need to know that if you are losing weight, it may not just be from you eating salad, but they may interpret it that way because they don't know how to really lose the weight. That's probably how they lost it before. It's only eating salad, all right? So if somebody say, are you eating a salad? You can say, I'm on my fitness journey. Don't sabotage me. Number five is you don't ever eat. And people, again, they associate with people who lose weight. They don't ever eat. And that's just not the case, y'all. I mean, I eat 5-6 times a day. And so I definitely eat. I have a particular eating schedule that I stick to daily. And so it might just be that the people you hang around with don't see you eat like you used to eat at that particular time. So they may think that you don't ever eat no more. You're just having a protein bar. You're having a protein shake, right? And my meal schedule is a little bit different because my first meal of the day is somewhere around 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm usually heading into work. And so when I get to work, I'm having my first meal. And so at 9:30 or 10, I'm having my next snack. That might just be a protein bar. That might just be a piece of fruit. So if someone else see me with a piece of fruit in my hand that I used to hang out with or know me, may think that, oh, he only has fruit. He's probably not even eating anymore. That's why he's losing weight. And that's just not the case, right? And so when somebody say, do you ever eat? You can say, yes, I do eat. I have an eating schedule and I'm just not eating right now. All right. Number six, enjoy your life. A lot of people, I've heard people say this a little bit, like when I'm at work and they have like dessert or somebody's birthday having cupcakes or whatever. And I say, oh, no, I'm good. And they'd be like, well, not me. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to enjoy my life. I like being fluffy. I like my winter, what they call it, my winter coat. But some of us might take that as they throwing shade at us because it sounds like that way, like, oh, you're not eating cookies and donuts and cupcakes. Oh, you're not enjoying your life. But I'm going to eat it and enjoy my life. And it just simply does not mean that, y'all. Me eating healthy, I do feel like I'm enjoying my life. I'm putting good food in my system. It's giving me energy. It's making me feel good throughout the day. I can go and do things after work. I can go work out and have energy for that. So, yeah, you are enjoying your life. And I think that those who are out there that's not on a fitness journey need to realize and understand that we are enjoying our life because we're eating healthy. That's great for us. That's enjoying our life, right? And so if someone say that, I'm enjoying my life and eat this, your response can be, hey, I'm enjoying my life. I just decided to enjoy it with something different and eat healthy food. Right? Number seven, relationship sabotage. This is a big one because in a relationship, you have two people, right? One person wants to work out, eat healthy, and the other person are just not there yet, right? And so I take my relationship and my marriage and I use that as an example. There was times where I was losing weight and my wife wasn't. And there was time when she was losing weight and I wasn't. And so in the process of that, she'd say something and I'd throw a little snarky statement out there and say, who you losing weight for? Who you trying to look weight? Who you trying to look good for? Somebody must be in your ear. Who has your attention? That was just my insecurities talking out loud because here I am, see her on her fitness journey. And I'm like, damn, she looking good. And it can't be for me. And that's just not the case, y'all. That was never the case. But because we're so insecure as human beings, we think that someone's fitness journey is to get away from us. And it don't simply mean that. And there's been times when she sabotaged me. We would go to Dairy Queen. She'd take me to Dairy Queen and I would take her and she would get a blizzard. And she'd be like, you getting a blizzard? I'd be like, no, I'm not getting a blizzard. And she'd be like, oh, so you watching your girlish figure? I took that as a low blow. And I told her too, right? Or she would say like, oh, you want to keep wearing your medium shirts. That's why you don't want a blizzard. And that's what I mean about relationship fitness journey sabotage. Because one of you are on a fitness journey, the other one's not. Sometimes we have a way of pulling each other down, right? And I tell you, me and my wife did Herbalife, like I just explained earlier when we had the great results. We did Herbalife together. We worked out together. We ate together. And so it just made things a lot better in our relationship. So for you to be on a fitness journey, and your significant other, your husband, your wife is on it with you, it just makes things better. It makes the results better. It makes the relationship better, right? And who wouldn't want that? And so when we would meal prep, when I would meal prep on Sundays, I'll make enough food for her. And when she would meal prep on Sundays, she'll make enough food for me. that's pretty much just how it worked for us when we were on our journey. And so I would say to everybody out there, if you're on the fitness journey and your significant other is not where you are, the significant other is not on your journey, support them, love them, and let them enjoy their fitness journey that they own. Okay. So be their biggest supporter, their biggest cheerleader, because it can be you next, right? And you wouldn't want your significant other to sabotage your fitness journey, right? And so I say three things: support them, help them, and congratulate them. And to make things, to make matters a lot better, join them. There's nothing wrong, again, like I said, with you joining your significant other on the fitness journey. Y'all do it together, right? That just makes things a lot better, in my opinion, anyways. So anyways, y'all, I want to give those who are out there on the fitness journey some motivation, and those who have not started their fitness journey some motivation. This might help y'all as well. I want to talk about a couple of things that hopefully is going to keep you going and help you not let the sabotage pull you down from your journey, okay? Number one, and I'll say this, it's okay to be the new you. A lot of times we get caught up with our weight loss and we feel like we're too skinny. We feel like we don't look right in the mirror no more. We see extra skin hanging. And some of us just hate it. And some of us hate it so much to where we want to gain the weight back. And we do, because we want to look normal like we used to look, right? That's your normal look. And so we don't like the way we look and we don't like the new us. So we want to go back to the old us. I've had several clients before in the past that have lost several pounds. And they would hit me up after a while and be like, "Hey, coach, I don't think I want to do the fitness journey no more." And I'm like, well, why not? What happened? They'd be like, "Well, I look in the mirror. I don't look the same. I don't like my cheekbone, my jawline." And I'm like, "But this is good though for you. You've lost some really good weight. You feel good about yourself now. Things are going better for you." And their mind is just like, "No, coach, things aren't good for me. I lost this weight and I don't know who I am no more." Right? So y'all, I'm here to tell you, it's okay to be the new you. Okay. Number two, stay motivated. You know, if you're motivated on your fitness journey, there is nothing that should be able to stop you. Yes, we got families. Yes, we got kids. Yes, we got significant others, but it is nothing wrong with you being motivated and staying motivated on your fitness journey. And because your significant other is not on that same journey does not mean that you should let them demotivate you. So stay motivated. Number three, stay focused. Focus is very important when you're on a journey. What I do for myself to stay focused is that I always change up my fitness goal every 4 to 6 weeks. Maybe this month I want to lose weight. Maybe this month I want to add some muscle mass. Maybe next week I want to be able to do the treadmill for 20 minutes. Maybe I want to be able to get on a stair step and do that for 30 minutes, right? Keep setting goals for yourself, because the more you set goals for yourself, the more focused you're going to be on your fitness journey, right? And I feel like motivation and focus run together. If you're motivated, you focus. If you focus, you're motivated. So make sure you keep the focus in front of you and you'll be good. All right. Number four, consistently and constantly work on your mindset. Your mindset is the driver to your fitness goals, right? I've known people who've lost tons of weight, but their mindset never changed and they still think the same. They got great results, but they still think the same. And when you still think the same, you're not growing your mindset. And when you're not growing your mindset, more than likely, you're going to find yourself right back where you were before you start your fitness journey, because your mindset got the best of you. Like I said earlier about people looking in the mirror saying they don't look the same, that's mindset driven, right? You got to have a whole new, renewed mindset to be able to look at yourself, love who you are, and love your results, and say, you know what? This is who I am. This is who I'm going to continue to be. Some things I do to build my mindset daily, I work on this daily. I don't let a day go by, because I feel like if I let a day go by focused on my mindset, that's a day that I'm going to lose and I got to try to get that day back. And that just doesn't happen. Once you lose time, you lose time. But a couple things I do. First thing in the morning, I wake up, I take my level thyroxine. I have hypothyroidism, so that's why I do that, y'all. that's another whole podcast, okay? But anyway, so I take my level thyroxine. Number two, I get up in the morning. I listen to some praising music. I praise Jesus. My spiritual counselor is Jesus. I don't know who yours is, but that's mine. And so that's who I go to first thing in the morning to give me that positive motivation I need for the day. And then I praise Jesus for about 20 minutes. Then I listen to some personal motivation like Les Brown, like some Eric Thomas, Jim Rohn's a big one for me. I like podcasts like Jay Shetty, Sean Croxton. The things they talk about, the positivity that they share goes into your ears, and it kind of helps you start thinking a little bit different. A lot of people reach out to me and say, Coach, how do I think positive? How do I be different? It's those doing those little small things, y'all. You have to work your mind muscle every single day. It's like me going to the gym, working my biceps. The more I work on my biceps, the heavier weight I lift, the bigger my biceps are going to get at some point, right? Where the more you focus on your mindset, the more the good positive stuff that you feed it, the better it's going to grow for positivity, right? Another big one I do is I read books on my spare time. I used to always talk about how people in this world are so smart and they're just so gifted and their IQ is high. And I'm not saying people aren't born with high IQ. My point of it is now, though, is that if you read some books, those books will educate you and that will increase your IQ. It'll give you a little bit more knowledge of things in this world that maybe you didn't know before, right? And so those are ways that you can build on your mindset every single day. And I'm going to go through those one more time just to make sure y'all get it, okay? Number one, I praise Jesus first thing. Number two, I listen to positive motivation or a positive podcast. And then number three, I read books to educate my mind. There's a lot of books out there, too, about personal development, self-discipline, how do you build your confidence. Those help you out a lot, y'all. So try those, all right? Number five, y'all, you are an encouragement to others. Whoever's on a fitness journey right now, you are encouraging to others and you're an encouragement. Okay? Remember that. Because a lot of times we only think about the people who want to sabotage us and make us feel like that we're on our fitness journey for no reason or we better than them because we eat healthy and we lost weight. But at the end of the day, that may be the case. But the other scenario is that you're encouraging people. I don't know how many times when I'm on my fitness journey, I post a picture of myself or my food. People hit me up like, hey, coach, you encourage me. Now, those same people don't always ask me, hey, coach, will you be my coach and help me lose weight or help me add muscle? But they're encouraged by me. And that's okay. I'm good with that. I'm okay if someone wants to start their fitness journey minus me because they see me, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. Yes, I want to help people lose weight. Yes, I want to help people feel better about themselves. Yes, I want to help people build a better mindset. But sometimes that is not going to come from me. Long as I can be encouraging to them and I can encourage others around them, that's all that matters to me. And so remember, y'all, before you give up on yourself, remember you're an encouragement to others. And others are watching you. Your children are watching you. Your parents are watching you. Your significant other is watching you. So keep going and keep being that encouraging light that people need, all right? Last but not least, the number one sabotage is self-sabotage. And I feel like that we do this a lot. We sabotage ourselves, right? Les Brown says that if there's no enemy within, the enemy on the outside can do you no harm. That means, y'all, that you have taken care of your demons internally. You've taken care of your insecurities. And if you can take care of those internally between your two ears, there is nothing someone on the outside can say to sabotage you and make you want to quit your fitness journey. There is nothing no one can do that is going to leave you feeling empty, like this is not for you, right? And so work on self-sabotage. Don't sabotage yourself. The thing about self-sabotage is that we get so used to doing it, we don't even know we're doing it. It becomes a thing in our memory bank. And next thing we know, we done sabotage ourselves for 2-3 days, maybe even a month, right? And so spot out what is your self-sabotage, what are your triggers, and change those triggers. I just showed someone the other day that now in my mind, I've gotten a lot better with changing the subject in my mind. And that's not when I'm talking to someone. This is internal thoughts to myself. I just change the subject on a bad thought now, and I think of a good thought about myself. All right, y'all? So again, y'all, if someone is coming at you, you on your fitness journey, and they say you look too skinny, do you barely eat, you act different, it's okay if you look at them and say, I'm on my fitness journey, don't sabotage me. All right? All right, y'all, if y'all got questions, comments, or concerns, you can always friend me on Facebook and IG. I am James Watkins, that's Watkins, at 40 and Fit Life Coach. If you want to email me, my email address is all lowercase, jewatki1@gmail.com. And as I always say around this time, That's my two cents in that, y'all. Peace!
Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a wonderful day. God bless, and I love y'all. Peace!